What's the deal with generosity? Generosity is a word. Generosity. This is a thing that we all know. Like, we know we're supposed to be generous. We've all been taught that. We've been taught that it's bad to be like Ebenezer Scrooge, who is the opposite of generous, because that bad things happen to people like that, right? This is the Self-Defined Human Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Corman. This is Sunday morning. This is Easter Sunday, 2021. We are driving to church, going to church to praise Jesus. And yeah, we're going to talk about generosity on the way there. So you want to be generous, right? So look, you got to separate this, okay? Separate, like, what, you know, there's the rule that thou shalt be generous. This is a rule that you're supposed to follow. And if you don't follow it, then what? Then you're a bad person. Then you're selfish. You don't want to be selfish, do you? Well, the fact of the matter is that all human beings are selfish. Okay, stop right there, Michael. You're already getting ahead of the crowd, because that might be something that is contentious. Maybe not everyone listening believes that all human beings are fundamentally selfish. Okay. So we're going to talk about that. Let's just start right there. We're selfish. Why do I say we're selfish? Because we act according to our own needs. This is why anybody does anything. Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's break that down. Let's look at examples. So when I do things, like for example, I'm driving. Why am I driving? Because I'm trying to get somewhere. Now you might say, well, Michael, it's not selfish. You're going to the church because you're going to do the music at the church. And so you're giving this musical experience to other people. So that's not selfish. That's generous. Well, it's still selfish because I'm doing it for the money. I'm doing it not just for the money, okay? Like, what would happen if I didn't do it? If I didn't do it, I'm already sensing, even as I'm speaking, that I'm still getting way ahead of people here. I'm going to keep trying to slow it down. If I didn't do it, then maybe some people would be annoyed. Maybe some people would get worried. You know, if I didn't show up, what would happen? They'd start to worry about it. And then what would happen? Like, then I would start to worry because I'd be worried that they're worried. So you see, so there's part of it, like I'm going to church so I can diffuse my fear of people worrying, okay? That's like if you want to know why you're doing something, like you can imagine what would happen if I didn't do it. Let's look at more examples of that. So let's suppose I was, you know, let's say I'm at Dunkin' Donuts, and that's a donut shop here in, I don't know, America runs on Dunkin', so if you're in America, you probably know what this is. If you're not in America, then maybe you don't know that. If it's a donut shop, okay? They sell donuts, and they sell coffee, and they sell bottled water and bananas and bagels. I don't know what else. But if I'm at Dunkin' Donuts and I order a donut, and they give me the donut, and then what do? They ask me for money. They tell me the total, the price. And at that point, what do I have to do? I have to take out my wallet and give them the money. Now, what happens if I... So you may say, well, okay, Michael, why are you giving them the money? Well, it's because I want the donut, right? Now, look, possibly they've already given me the donut. So at that point, do I need to give them the money? Well, you know, what would they do if I didn't? Maybe they would call the police. Maybe they would just stare at me. Maybe other people in line would, maybe they would get mad at me. Maybe they would try to stop me. I don't know. See, there's all these consequences. If I didn't give the money, things might happen. So it's like there's fear. And that's why I hand over the money, because I'm afraid of what will happen if I don't give the money. It's not really because, like, you know, you could say, well, I'm giving them the money so that I can compensate them for the donut, so that the person who got me the donut, you know, that they could get money, and so that they could be paid, and so that they could live a happy life, and so that their kids can go to college, and so that they can afford to for a trip to Disney World. Like, maybe, like, sort of, but, like, no. Like, that's, none of that's going through my head when I hand over the money. The only thing that's really going through my head, and it probably goes so quick I don't even notice it, is it's just the fear of what will happen if I don't do it. Because that's how we're trained to do stuff like this. Okay, we learn at a young age. Okay, now I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to go there because I think it's probably beyond most people. I got to go slow. We got to go, like, really slow here. Like, I was talking about generosity. That's the thing. That's the episode topic. So what does this have to do with generosity? Well, it's because we're talking about motivations. We're talking about why we do the things we do. So we don't do the things we do because it's not because usually of what we think it's because of. Because the things that we're taught, the explanations that we're taught, they can be very idealistic. So we're taught that we do generous things to be nice to other people because we're good people. Or we ought to be good people. Well, I don't know. Generosity. So I was posting some helpful tips, some helpful piano tips in a Facebook group, online Facebook piano group. Some helpful tips, how to play the piano, how to practice the piano, just some helpful stuff. I wanted to post this, but I was afraid to post it. Why was I afraid to post it? Because I was afraid of the reaction I would get. I've had so many experiences in my life of offering generous information and getting punished for it. I was afraid people would tell me, you know, Michael, you're just trying to get attention. Michael, you're trying to hurt people. You're trying to, you know, you're just trolling. Michael, you're going to, what else do they say? All kinds of accusations they throw at me. You know, Michael, you're not qualified to do this. Michael, you're just trying to stir up trouble. You're just trying to create controversy. You're just trying to stick it to the man. That's all you're doing. You're selfish. You're not considering other people's needs and feelings. You're being provocative. You're trying to trigger everybody. You're trying to hurt everybody. You know, that's the kind of thing that was going through my mind. Like, that's the reaction that I'm going to get when I post this. So I didn't want to post it. I was like, I'm not going to do this. So I didn't do it because I was afraid of what would happen. Okay. The next day I'm like, well, you know, I want to post these tips. So I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to face my fear. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to be generous, okay? Because I heard, you know, Seth Godin, the marketing guru, said, you have to just, if you're a professional, that means you just show up every day and you do the work. So I said, I'm just going to do it. Consequences be damned. I'm going to help people. God damn it. You're all going to be helped. You're all going to be the recipients of my generosity today, whether you like it or not. So I posted the tips. And what happened? Sure enough, the assault began. And that's what happened. And I got, you know, tons and tons. You know, on Facebook, they've got the laugh emoji, okay? All the different reactions. You know, you've got the like, that was the original one. Then you've got the angry one. You've got the sad one. You've got the since COVID, they've got the care, I think it's called, with the heart. They've got the wow. They've got, I get all of them. There's the love. That's the one with just the heart, or whatever. But there's the laugh. That's the one. That's what I call the cyberbullying emoji. That's what it's used for. You know, originally, I think it was probably intended to be like if you thought something was funny. You thought, you know, maybe the person made a joke and you were laughing at it. You know, because that's like a good thing. You know, if somebody makes a joke, you know, if you make a joke, you want people to laugh because that's a sign that they are appreciating your joke. But it's since morphed into the laugh emoji is now used, I think probably 60 to 70% of the time is probably just used for cyberbullying. When somebody says something, when they offer something out of generosity and you want to put them down and shut them up, then you give the laugh emoji, the ha-ha. And usually the person's not laughing. Or if they are laughing, it's like spiteful laughter. I can imagine it, you know. So that's, you know, I got a ton of those reactions, like 20 of those. And, okay, I get it, you know. Michael is the target of cyberbullying. Fine, whatever. But, okay, so that was discouraging. But next day, I said, Seth Godin said, you got to show up every day. You got to go to work every day, whether you like it or not, whether you get bullied or not. You know, Mr. Miyagi in The Karate Kid said, okay to lose to opponent, must not lose to fear. So I said, I must not lose to fear. I will show up the next day and I'll post some more helpful tips. And so I did it. I posted more helpful tips and I got more cyberbullying, but somebody paid me money that time. Somebody went to my website and saw something and bought it. Okay. So that was like, wow, generosity pays off. Okay. So you see, now listen, you might say, well, Michael, that's not generosity. If you're doing it because you're trying to get money, that's not generosity. Okay, well, I don't quite buy that, because generosity, look, we always do things because we're expecting a reward. There's no person out there, you think there's somebody out there who's like totally selfless, that they're just not expecting any kind of reward. So you don't do things if you're not expecting a reward. So when you talk about vulnerability, that's the word that I think Brené Brown invented. Am I correct in that? Brené Brown always makes me think of creme brulee whenever I hear that name. I imagine creme brulee with a brown top on it. You know, it's like, I had creme brulee. I remember there was one time I was at Whole Foods and I was sitting there outside. It was summer. And I was sitting outside at Whole Foods eating creme brulee for breakfast. And I've had some other stuff, I had some fruit. There's a song by Ned Roram that it makes me think of. It's, what's the name of this song? I can't remember. I don't know, something about sitting, summer. I don't know if it was in the summer, was it? I don't know. There was a croissant involved. Yeah. So I was creme brulee, vulnerability. The idea is we don't like to do things. Now look, I don't know anything about Brené Brown. Let's just be clear. I've never read any of her books. I've never seen any of her TED Talks or anything. I don't know. I just know the name. And I know that it's associated with vulnerability because that's the buzzword. But vulnerability is the key, because it's like when you're generous, you are opening yourself up to attack. That's why people don't want to be generous. You know, we learn as kids not to be generous. We learn that if you're generous, people will take advantage of you. People will hurt you for it. People will abuse your generosity, and you'll get sucked into something that you can't get out of, or you'll somehow be exposing yourself to attack. So if you're just not generous, if you just don't put things out there, then you're safe. But then some people tell us, well, okay, you know, you go on Instagram and you read the memes, or you listen to the gurus, you listen to the self-help gurus, or you listen to Seth Godin, or you listen to probably Brené Brown, or any of these people. They tell you, no, you gotta be generous. Like, you have to be generous without expectation of anything in return. Just, you put stuff out there, and if nothing comes back, then that's what you have to do, and you have to be okay with that. But, and you try it, and you say, well, how is that possible? How can I be okay if nothing comes back? Okay, well, here, let me tell you, Michael Corman is here to set the record straight, that you can't just not let it bother you, okay, because it does bother you. Because it's why you're doing it. Like, it's why I'm going to these piano groups and posting helpful tips, is to make money. Like, I'm not doing it for any other reason. I'm not doing it just because I want to help the people. Okay? Like, that's not, like, that's not really, no. I'm doing it because I was like, how can I make money? And I, you know, look up on Google how to make money online. And one of the things that somebody says is, well, go on Facebook and post helpful tips. Oh, I'll try it. Okay. And then you do it, and you find you're suddenly in this bizarre Twilight Zone world where you are now the target of cyberbullying. That's weird. But fine. Okay, that's what happens. So you see, it's like, I'm doing it to make money, and then, so I'm expecting something in return. Like, that's why I'm doing it. Okay, like you may think, well, that's not, like, no, I'm not doing it to make money. I'm not doing it, like what do you, like, think of something in your life where you think that you're doing it for no reason or for just totally altruistic reasons. Like, it just doesn't exist. It's not possible. Like, even if it's just, like, say, the good feeling of helping other people, that's still a good feeling that you're going after there. Like, you gotta understand that there's, like, stimulus and response. It's like, that's how you operate. It's the only reason you do things, is because you're looking for, you know, you have, there's some stimulus, and you're like, this is my response to that. Either I want more of the stimulus, or I want less of the stimulus, okay? This is called positive reinforcement or negative reinforcement. This is why we do what we do. Look at your behavior in these terms. Like, anything, you gotta look at it this way. So, why be generous? Don't be generous because of puritanical values that say, well, if you're not generous, then you're a bad person. No, don't bother with that. Be generous for the money. That's why you should do it, because you're gonna get money. Because when you're generous, then people like you better, okay? Now, there's the risk that some people are gonna hate you more when you're generous, and that's true. See, there's, like, this is the yin and yang here. You gotta, like, understand that there's this duality here. There's two sides of the coin. It's a double-edged sword. It's the pot and the kettle calling each other black. And it's the right out of the frying pan and into the fire. You know, you're just like, it's just right there. That's the way the cookie crumbles. So, can't cry over spilled milk. You just gotta grab the bull by the horns and just, you know, you've got, when you're generous, some people are gonna love you and some people are gonna hate you. That's the price you have to pay. The price you have to pay for people loving you is that some people are gonna hate you, okay? This is why, this all ties together because, you know, today's Easter, and Easter is the day that Jesus resurrected himself from the dead and rose to heaven or whatever. And see, he was killed because some people hated him. So that's the price you pay, is that you run the risk of going down that route. So if that's okay with you, then be generous, you know? And this is it, you know? It's Jesus, right? It's like Easter. You know, Jesus is showing up. Even after they killed him, he still shows up the next day, comes right back to work, you know? Well, he took 3 days off, I guess. I don't know. Okay. I hope that makes sense. I hope that's, like, really inspiring and inspires you to be generous. And inspires you to help people, even though other people are going to try to bully you into shutting up. That's just the way it's going to be. That's just how it is, because people are messed up. We live in a really messed up society. You know, wouldn't it be great if people could just mind their own business or work together somehow, or just, like, you know, you don't even necessarily have to like say, we're going to support each other, but just like, what if we just don't attack each other all the time? I don't know. That's a fantasy. It'll happen someday. But until then, we got to deal with this. So go out there, be generous, just do whatever you got to do. Talk to you next time.